Merlin looked at her for a long moment, then shook his head. He'd known this moment was going to come, he reminded himself, and he didn't really expect her to be too upset with him.
Sure you don't, he thought dryly. That's why you've been in such a tearing rush to come clean, isn't it, Sajan Merlin? And why the hell does Owl have to suddenly start displaying spontaneous, autonomous responses right this minute? If he just kept his damned mouth shut, like usual. All right, he sighed. The reason I gave the Medicomp your records, and yours too, Caleb, he added to the Emperor he knew was listening in from Chiraeth, was so that it could manufacture standard nanotech for both of you.
Nanotech? Caleb repeated over the comm, pronouncing the word very carefully, and Merlin nodded.
Yes. Nanotechnology consists of very, very tiny machines. So tiny you couldn't see them with the most powerful magnifying glass any safe-hold optician could possibly grind. In this case, they're medical machines, designed to work inside the human body to keep it healthy.
There are machines inside us. Charlian knew she sounded a bit shaken by the idea, but that was fair enough. She was shaken, and not just a little bit, if she was going to be honest about it either.
Yes, but they're so tiny no one would ever realize they were there, Merlin assured her hastily. And they won't hurt you, or anyone else, in any way.
Should I assume from what you've just said that you put these machines inside both of us? Caleb asked, and there was a faint but undeniable sternness in the question.
Yes, Merlin said again, and squared his shoulders. You and your father were both going off to war, Caleb, and I needed you both.
His face hardened and his voice grew harsher, harder.
I lost your father anyway, he grated, unable even now to fully forgive himself for that. And I don't plan on losing you, too. Certainly not to anything I can prevent. So I injected you with the standard Federation nanotech when you were asleep. And I did the same thing to Charlian after she arrived in Telesburg. And, he shrugged again, if this is the time for coming clean, I suppose I should admit I did it for Michael and Dominic and a few others, too.
But why? Charlian asked.
Because it will keep you from getting sick.
Sick from what? Caleb asked.
From anything, Merlin said simply.
What? Charlian blinked at him again.
Surely he didn't mean... From anything, Merlin repeated. You'll never have cancer or pneumonia or even a cold again. And if you're injured, it will help you heal more quickly. A lot more quickly, in fact. Actually, that was one reason I hesitated to inject it. If a healer happens to notice how fast one of you recovers from a cut or a broken bone, it could lead to questions.
Wait a minute, Caleb said. Just wait a minute. You mean neither of us will ever be sick again? Not ever?
Exactly. Merlin sighed yet again. I don't have the anti-aging drugs to go with it, even if we dared to use them in the first place. But that much at least I could do. And you were both too important to what we're trying to accomplish for me not to do it, too.
He shook his head, and his expression was still hard, like something hammered from old iron.
I can't keep you or Charlie from being killed in an accident, Caleb. And we've already had proof enough. I can't guarantee you won't get killed in some stupid battle. But I will be damned if I lose either of you 1 minute before I have to something as stupid as a frigging germ.
Charlian felt her own expression soften as she recognized the raw, genuine emotion behind that response. She still wasn't entirely certain what a germ was, although she thought she had a pretty good idea. But that wasn't really the point, and she knew it.
No, the point was that Merlin Athrawes was still Nimue Alban as well, and that Nimue had lost her entire universe 900 years before. Just as Merlin Athrawes knew he was going to lose his entire universe, or all the people in it who mattered to him, at least, as well. She'd tried before, without, she knew, succeeding, to imagine what that must be like, how it had to feel for someone who so obviously and deeply loved the friends he knew must all ultimately die and leave him behind. Now, as she looked into those sapphire eyes, and they were eyes, damn it, not bits of glass and metal and technology, she knew that however important she and Caleb might have been to Merlin's great task here on Safehold, that was only a part, and not the greatest one, of his true motivation.